From Decatur to Dunwoody, from Tucker to Toco Hills, from Chamblee to Stone Mountain, this is the voice of commerce in DeKalb County. Now, broadcasting from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Decatur, this is DeKalb Business Today.
And good morning. Welcome to the inaugural edition of DeKalb Business Today on DeKalb Business Radio. My name is Matt Holmes. Glad to have you with us. We've got a fantastic panel representing some of the best business minds from in and around DeKalb County ready to join us today. Before we get started, I want to remind you that we are on social media. Follow us on Twitter at DeKalb Radio X. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DeKalb Business Radio X.com. Before we introduce our guests, I want to introduce our executive producer, Jason Becknell. Ready to go? Everything running for the inaugural episode.
We're excited. We've been getting this ready for a couple of weeks now, and everything's coming together. We're excited to have the DeKalb Chamber here, Tucker CID president, Mr. Irons here as well. You're on the DeKalb Chamber board.
Yes.
Board member. Okay. And we'll get more into that later. So I'm going to kick it back to you, Matt, and introduce our guest today.
Yeah. First up, Katarina Taylor, the president and CEO of the DeKalb Chamber of Commerce. Katarina, we appreciate you being here for the first episode.
Yeah. Thanks for having us. I'm excited about today.
So let me ask you, in your bio, you say your goal is to re-educate the DeKalb community on why the chamber is so critical for growth in DeKalb. Why is that?
Well, because people don't know what the chamber actually does. You know, we've been around for 77 years now, and we've evolved, and things have changed, and businesses have changed. And with the introduction of technology into business, we have to re-educate them on what we do. Our core focus hasn't changed, but we need to make sure that new generations of business owners understand what we do and what our focus is.
Well, looking forward to getting into some of the issues with you, especially the first woman president and CEO of the DeKalb Chamber of Commerce. That's exciting. We'll talk a little bit about that. To another powerful DeKalb businesswoman, Ann Rosenthal with the Tucker Northlake CID. Ann, good morning. We appreciate having you here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So as we mentioned before the show, both myself and executive producer Jason Becknell over there, we are Tucker residents like yourself. Very special to have you here. A lot going on in Tucker right now.
We have got a lot of great things that are going on. We formed the Tucker Northlake Community Improvement District to really revitalize the area. We have seen it. I grew up in Athens, but I've spent all of my adult life in DeKalb, and I remember when both used to be thriving hubs, especially Northlake, and now we've seen the revitalization of downtown Tucker with Main Street, and we just continue to build on that. So lots of great things happening.
Looking forward to getting into that with you. Our third guest, last but not least, we did the ladies first, but Vaughn Irons. Vaughn is the CEO of APD Solutions, the chairman of the DeKalb Development Authority, or the Development Authority of DeKalb County. Vaughn, good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
So tell us about some of the work you're doing in DeKalb County. Work with the city of Atlanta as well.
Well, of course, as Katarina stated, the commerce is very important here in DeKalb County, and my goal is to volunteer my time as well as my professional time in order to make sure that businesses and the community connects so that we can generate more wealth and opportunities for quality of life here.
Excellent. We'll get into some of that a little bit later. You're listening to DeKalb Business Today on DeKalb Business Radio. My name is Matt Holmes. Let's get back with Katarina, because as I mentioned before, you are the first female president and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce in the 77-year history. Give us some of your background. How did you get here?
Well, I was a banker for 15 years, and so I was recruited by one of our board members to come to the chamber as a director of membership and development. So I did that for about a year and a half, and then our previous president left and relocated out of the state of Georgia. I didn't think that I would get the job. I thought I would just apply for it anyway, you know, just for the heck of it. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, I'm going to make it really hard for them to tell me no. And so they did not tell me no. But I think it's more importantly, I think it's important that people know that our board is a progressive, you know, thought thinker. Because, you know, without them thinking that a woman could do this job, we'd probably have another man in this role. Not that that wouldn't be a bad thing, Vaughn. But we're progressive thinking board, so
I rooted for you to get that job, by the way.
He did.
When you sit down with the board, when you make your pitch, what were the one or two things as part of your vision for the DeKalb Chamber that you pitched them on?
Well, we've got to start thinking about diversity from a much broader perspective, not just diversity in race or culture, but really in industry and business and generation. What does our team look like at the chamber? What does our board look like at the chamber? Is it a reflection of the actual business community? And so that was one of the things that, you know, they, I think, were impressed with. But more importantly, I said, we're going to grow the chamber. We're going to grow membership.
What's the chamber's role in the community right now?
Well, I think we serve in several different roles. So there are four core focuses that we focus on: economic development, education, public policy, and member business services. So really, those things could mean so much. I mean, during the time we're in session, we really work with our legislators. We work with our elected officials to figure out what are some of the things that are going to be going through session that may impact businesses. And of course, education. We just got a new superintendent. We're very excited about the new superintendent starting. But Vaughn will tell you, and as well as Ann, you know, businesses can't thrive if we don't have a great educational system. So the quality of our superintendent also is a reflection of the quality of our, you know, students that we produce for the workforce that we want to, you know, have in DeKalb County.
To be perfectly honest, I moved to DeKalb County, moved to Tucker in 2009. There's been a lot of negative headlines from county leadership to the schools, and it seems like you're taking over the Chamber of Commerce at a time where kind of everybody turning over a new leaf. You mentioned a new school superintendent, some new initiatives within the county. The focus really is on the future.
Oh, absolutely. You think it's a rough time in DeKalb County?
It had been. Yeah. I think it's a new day, yeah.
No, you know what? It has. I mean, we've been in the news, but, you know, other counties also, you know, have been in the news, maybe not as much as us, but they still have the same issues. But I think what we really are focusing on now is be more collaborative. Vaughn does a great job as chair of the Development Authority and has been a powerhouse for the Tucker area and making sure that the right developments are being approved, that they're looking at recruiting the right development. So I think collaboration is one thing that we really started to focus on. And we got really serious about collaboration and what that looks like. And because of that, I think that we're really turning the image of DeKalb.
What are some of the goals that you look ahead to? It's funny that we're already looking ahead to 2016. We are halfway through the year. July 1st was yesterday. Talk to me about some of the priorities as you look ahead.
Well, you know, we talked earlier about making sure that we educate the DeKalb business community, and that's still one of my top priorities, making sure people understand what we do and why we're here, but also to grow membership, to make sure that our members understand that, you know, we're the place that they come for access to information and people. But we also want to make sure that people understand that the Chamber has, we've been here for 77 years, but we're innovative. We want to make sure that we are doing what they need us to do, providing services, providing resources, and we are the resource in DeKalb. We want people to understand that. If you need something, come to the Chamber first, and we'll look at our partners and see how we can start to collaborate and make sure we're delivering on what the business's needs are.
How important is the team that you've put together there at the Chamber of Commerce that assists you and supports you?
Oh, it is. They're so critically important to the success of the overall chamber. I'm out of the office most of the time, you know, meeting with members, meeting with business owners. And so my team really, they run the day-to-day operations of the chamber. So if somebody calls and picks up the phone, they are not going to get me. They're probably going to get Rick or Rache or Kim. Mm-hmm. So, you know, making sure that they're equipped, that they understand what the needs of the businesses are, they understand the policy, some of the things that we talked about, economic development, those things are so important for my team to know. Because if someone has a question, most of the time it's not going to be me. So the team has done well. They have a huge experience, background, very diverse. Kim and Rick are both bankers. We actually worked together in a previous life as bankers together. So We work well together. I've got a strong team with a very diverse skill set.
You log onto the DeKalb Chamber website, and it was hard for me to miss. You guys have a golf tournament coming up in August. What else do you have coming up on the horizon?
So we've got the golf tournament, which we're really excited about. We have a new member reception coming up July 21st. So even if you're not a member of the chamber, we'd love for you to come out to that reception. It's a luncheon. Mm-hmm. We'll provide you with information about the chamber. We also have a business after hours. It's going to be July 31st at Southbound in Shamley. So
how important are those special events when it comes to, I guess, not just attracting businesses to become parts of the chamber, but to make the existing businesses who are members kind of stay connected with you?
Oh, I mean, engagement is huge for us. That's really one of the biggest things that we do is engaging the business community, because you can't be connected if you don't know how to get connected. So we do these events so that people can be engaged and start to connect with one another.
Last question for you before we move on to Ann. Any scoop you want to give us? Big companies moving into DeKalb? Anything in the works? You want to break some news?
You know what? I'll leave that answer to Vaughn to answer. He probably knows way more than I do. So, you know, I'll leave that to him. But right. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having us.
We're excited to have you. Katarina Taylor. Follow her on Twitter at Kat Consults, K-A-T Consults. Follow the Chamber on Twitter at DeKalb Chamber. Let's move on to Ann Rosenthal, the president of the Tucker Northlake CID. Ann, one of the things that we want to do here on DeKalb Business Radio and DeKalb Business Today is educate. I've gotten quite a business education just by sitting back and watching episodes of Shark Tank. And so we want to be a little bit like that. If somebody tunes in and they want to learn something, maybe they don't know what a CID is. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Well, before I explain that, I want to specifically thank Katarina and the Chamber and Vaughn over at the Development Authority. Without their leadership and guidance, frankly, the CID would not be off and running as quickly as they have. So, as Katarina mentioned, it is really about collaboration, and it is a new day in DeKalb. I love our city. I love our county. And yes, we've had some bumps in the road, but folks have stepped up to the plate, and we are seeing a new DeKalb move forward. And I think it's really exciting. It's a great time to be a part and witness what's going on, and businesses are looking to us and looking for a reason to come back. So I just wanted to thank both of y'all very much for your leadership.
Absolutely.
and what y'all have done getting us through this. So thank you. What is a CID? A community improvement district is made up of commercial property owners who make an collective contribution, basically a self-imposed tax, if you will, to the maintenance, development, and promotion of their commercial district. Funds collected by the CID can only be used within the boundaries of the CID. We then leverage those dollars collected from the stakeholders and use that to go out and get grants from local, state, and federal agencies. And for the 2014-2015 fiscal year, we've already leveraged over $200,000.
Wow.
In just our short 2-year time, and I'm extremely proud of that.
You were instrumental. This is a relatively new venture. You were instrumental in putting this together.
The CID is 2 years old. I was a part of the formation committee. We have been talking about doing a community improvement district for several years now, and the forces came together, and we made it happen.
You wonder about the boundaries. We live in Tucker, and so you see everywhere yard signs and banners for, you know, vote yes for Tucker, vote yes for La Vista Hills. What is the boundary? Does it encompass some of both, or is it just Tucker?
Yes. No, we do make up both the proposed cities of Tucker and La Vista Hills. And let me first say that community improvement districts work with all entities. So we have not gotten involved or engaged in the cityhood discussion. Obviously, it's something that we're watching very closely. Mm-hmm. But the reality is it has no impact whatsoever on the CIDs. And frankly, I think it's a good fit. Should those two cities come to fruition, then it puts those two cities, they're miles ahead, because basically we've already got the economic development plan for them to just pick up the ball and run. And then that creates an opportunity for us all to work together. So it's a 9-mile radius. The district's boundaries span the I-285 La Vista Road interchange in DeKalb County and extend from Lawrenceville Highway at Tucker Industrial Road down Lawrenceville Highway to Montreal Road and La Vista Road and through the North Lake Business District.
You talked about the fundraising, the amount of money that you've put together. What are some of the other accomplishments of the CID?
Oh, gosh, we've done a lot. In our 2 years, we have just over 200 property owners. The North Lake Community Alliance came to us last year and said, we love what you guys are doing. We have not been able to do this on our own. We want to be a part of what you're doing. So we immediately galvanized the North Lake Business District, and they welcomed us with open arms, and so we annexed them into the CID. That was May of 2014. Then we have just completed our master plan, which will serve as our roadmap in moving economic revitalization forward. We are also coordinating the traffic signalization along La Vista Road from North Lake Parkway to Montreal Road. And then the other big initiative that we're doing is the landscape and maintenance for Main Street Tucker, La Vista Road, and the 285 interchange, North Lake Parkway, and La Vista Road through the North Lake Business District. And within the next 45 days, we should begin taking care of the Lawrenceville Highway corridor at 285 as well.
You know, we talked with Katarina a little bit about the fact that the past 5 years or so haven't been maybe the best of times in DeKalb County, haven't been the best of times a lot of places, especially because of the economy. And in moving to Tucker and living there for the past 6 years, you've seen a lot of companies go out of business. You've seen a lot of restaurants go out of business and shutter their doors. All of a sudden, over the past 2 years or so, You're seeing on Lawrenceville Highway a brand new, nice-looking Dunkin' Donuts. You see the Bally's Fitness went out of business on La Vista. All of a sudden, that has a new tenant. New businesses springing up, new people looking to invest and start up.
Well, one, folks, businesses like to come where there's a community improvement district because they know that that entity will work for their best interest, that we take care of the area, and that they have a voice. Yes, you're absolutely right. Revitalization has taken off. We hope that to have a new shopping center that really will be the catalyst going forward at the old La Vista office park across from Target. Mm-hmm. So construction, we hope, will begin within the year. We're very, very excited about
that. Any details on that?
Not yet.
Okay.
But great
news. I'm trying to work in there.
I know. When the developer says, yes, I can announce it of what those tenants will look like. But we are, if I'm happy, I think the community will be very happy. Also, access. My husband and I live pretty much right in the center of the community improvement district. Now, residential doesn't participate in the CID, but we sure do see the benefits of it. And we are very excited. Access, it takes me 20 minutes pretty much to get anywhere in the city. We're just off 285. And folks are, they want shorter commutes. Mm-hmm. They want to walk. They want to ride their bikes. They want more green space. They want more parks. And we're able to help facilitate that and bring in some of the major dollars to help do that. So, yeah, absolutely. We're seeing growth, and folks want to be here.
A couple more questions for Ann Rosenthal from the Tucker Northlake CID. By the way, you're listening to DeKalb Business Today on DeKalb Business Radio. The Main Street reconstruction project, the revitalization project, a lot went into that, and it took a while. Are you happy with the results?
Absolutely. We've still got a little bit of work to do, but, you walk down Main Street, and we've got new restaurants coming in. Matthews is an old mainstay.
Oh, yeah.
If
yep.
you've not been to Matthews, you most definitely need to come and try their fried chicken. But Local 7 has been a great community neighborhood pub. I joke and tell folks that's where I have all my business meetings. I love that place. And I love Local 7 and I love the atmosphere because it resonates of what Tucker is, of Main Street Tucker and the railroad tracks.
Mm-hmm.
They call it Local 7 because it's 7 miles from downtown Atlanta, it's 7 miles from Decatur. That rings home. And then, we've seen other businesses come in.
And you've got one of the best up-and-coming farmers markets there as well.
Absolutely. That's where you'll find me tonight. And tonight is Food Truck Thursday. So definitely come on out to the farmers market.
Before we move on, tell us what's ahead. What's the master plan?
The master plan is great stuff. So the master plan, as I said earlier, will serve as our roadmap going forward. We seek to create a vibrant, walkable, and economically thriving Tucker, specifically where Northlake has the Tucker Northlake, where the small town charm of Tucker's Main Street thrives with shops and restaurants, and Northlake's regional commercial and industrial centers develop into mixed use and walkable destinations. And then finally, La Vista Road and Lawrenceville Highway are inviting to multimodal connectors for those three activity centers. So we're going to be spending a lot of time over the next year really working to determine which projects can come in. A lot of that will incorporate updating the overlay. Fellowship Road, we're looking to put a new turn signal in. And then, as I mentioned, also traffic signalization and wayfinding signs, which I think are really important to kind of let folks know where they are and who's doing, who's making the change here.
So many of those little infrastructure things that people don't think about, but it gets you on a daily basis.
That's right.
That's fantastic. Ann Rosenthal, she is the president of the Tucker Northlake CID. Check them out, tuckernorthlakecid.com. Ann, we appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
All right, let's move on to Vaughn Irons. Everybody here wears so many different hats. Vaughn, you're no exception. The CEO of APD Solutions, the chairman of the Development Authority of DeKalb County. Tell us about some of the new projects you're working on that our listeners might want to know about.
Well, one of the things that makes my job interesting is I work in the community economic development field, and then I'm also the chairman of the Development Authority, whose primary focus is business recruitment and economic development in the county. So I see it from a number of different perspectives. In my personal professional capacity, We're really excited about the future because my firm works in 16 states.
Oh, wow.
So I have an opportunity to see what happens in other parts of the country and bring those best practices back here as we're trying to improve DeKalb County. Right now, we're working on the workforce housing strategy for Athens, Georgia. I heard Ann mention she was from Athens. It's a bustling, growing community. They're very concerned about supporting its workforce and getting more workers to live there. But the strategy that they're employing is duplicating some of the things that we've implemented here at the Development Authority. We have a brand new program called We DeKalb, Workforce Enhancement DeKalb, where the Development Authority provides a 5% down payment housing purchase assistance for anyone who works in DeKalb County and decides they want to purchase a home in DeKalb County.
That's fantastic.
It's great for businesses because many of the businesses have employees that live in other places. And frankly, we're losing about $7 billion in wages a year that are earned in DeKalb County that are taken to other neighboring communities. And we need to capture more of that to support what Ann is doing and certainly to support the businesses that are members of Katarina's Chamber.
You're in 16 different states. What are you learning from some of those other places?
Well, I'm learning to make sure to avoid Connecticut in the winter. Focus on my Florida activities during the winter months.
That's right.
But, of course, everybody's going through different struggles. Every community we go to, whether it's in California or Connecticut, Texas or Tennessee, is struggling with the education issue.
Yeah.
So no matter what community you go to, everyone's trying to figure out how to improve. But on a global basis, as we work with other businesses that come from international focuses, their approach to education is transcending many of the approaches of the 20th century. So we have to have a 21st century solution to our education problem here in DeKalb County.
When you go hyper-local and you look at it on a neighborhood basis, some are thriving. And we mentioned earlier, we keep coming back to it, the economic downturn over the past few years really hit hard all over the country, but here in Metro Atlanta as well, some neighborhoods have bounced back, some are kind of slower. Why is that?
Well, it's one of the things I see as a challenge in Metro Atlanta. I think that we're on the wrong side of history in Metro Atlanta in the sense that people are localizing a little too much and leaving parts of our community off to fend for themselves. I love what's happening in Tucker because Tucker is embracing not only the area that it focuses on, but the entire county. It's taken ownership for the success of every part of DeKalb County by being a great example in that community. But I do think there are parts of Metro Atlanta that aren't galvanizing and coming together so that the economic prosperity of this entire community isn't touching all the places that it can.
We talk about lack of investment. We can bring Katarina back into this. How do you get companies? How do you attract them to areas that maybe are downtrodden, that maybe are bouncing back a little bit slower, and get them to invest?
Well, one of the things I'll tell you is an example that we most recently had with recruiting Acuity Brands back to DeKalb County. Mm-hmm. Acuity's former name was Lithonia Lighting. They left DeKalb County several years ago, and it was primarily a public safety concern. But no one at the time in county government or in other sectors took the time to sit down with that business and figure out, well, why are you leaving? What can we do to help you? So as we started our new approach to the Development Authority last year, Acuity was interested in expanding its opportunity, and we were able to convince them to come back to Southeast DeKalb, where they formerly were.
Sure.
They're bringing 250 new jobs to that location. Average income for those jobs is $80,000, and they're going to be a research and development hub right there, focusing on bringing in engineers to create new ideas for the development of lighting, highway lighting, stadium lighting, things of that nature. And all of that is going to happen in DeKalb County. The overflow from that $250,000, $80,000 average salary personnel being in that area is the restaurants, the retail, the businesses, the homes are all going to prosper because where are they going to go to lunch? Where are they going to want to live? You heard Ann talk about 20 minutes. Well, everybody wants to be 20 minutes away from where things are happening.
Right.
And so by setting that example of recruiting businesses into a community that can catalyze that community, those are the types of things we're doing at the Development Authority.
And Katarina, I'm sure you have these conversations all the time. It may be easy to attract a business to downtown Decatur or to the heart of it in Dunwoody, but there are areas or pockets of DeKalb County that maybe haven't bounced back, and you need this kind of corporate reinvestment to get them going.
Well, I think it's important the CIDs that work in those areas really work with the chamber to understand what are some of the needs and how do we start to recruit businesses to those areas. One of the other challenges that we have is that while we love our partners at the county, we have to make sure that we have better relationships with the county government so we can make sure that the permitting is getting done on time, zoning is being done on time. So some of the other challenges aren't just challenges that, you know, there's a lack of business, but really how do we work, you know, more with the county to get things done.
You're listening to DeKalb Business Today on DeKalb Business Radio. My name is Matt Holmes. Vaughn, let's turn it back over to you, because one of the issues that really is applicable to anywhere in Atlanta is traffic and transportation. How is that impacting things metro Atlanta-wide, but especially here in DeKalb County?
Well, in 2012, we had a real opportunity to do something transcendent related to our transportation problem. But again, the metro region didn't galvanize together in order to see the future there. But now we have a new opportunity. I think the state legislature has done some terrific things in this last session to put every community in a position to do some localized efforts regarding transportation. And in DeKalb County in particular, we suffer from a blessing. We have more miles of interstate than any county in the entire state of Georgia. And so what happens is people are either coming here to work or passing through DeKalb County to get somewhere else to work, and it creates traffic congestion here and makes the quality of life for the residents a little difficult, because at a certain time of day, that 20 minutes that Ann talked about can blossom to 45.
Isn't that the truth?
And so I think what we have to do as business leaders and political leaders in this community is recognize the opportunity to improve our infrastructure, to make it possible for the residents to have alternative modes of transportation to the places that they want to go. And we really have to begin to embrace mass transit. I think we've, as a community, unfortunately, we've failed that test. You look at other communities that don't have the amount of resources, that don't have the same amount of businesses that we have here, and they haven't they passed that test on mass transit. And when you look at the new businesses that are coming in, they're all hubbing around transit stations.
Sure.
And so that's the future of where we have to go from a transportation standpoint.
MARTA buses, MARTA trains, I think DeKalb is probably better than a lot of surrounding counties when it comes to accessibility. Are there still challenges, or is there room for improvement?
Of course there's room for improvement. The number one economic hub in DeKalb County is the Emory Corridor, and we don't have a train station.
Yeah, that's true.
In the Emory Corridor. Wouldn't it be great if you lived in Tucker and you could just take a train over to this Emory Corridor, the Clifton Corridor, for work, or to eat at a restaurant there and come right back home? If you look at the businesses that the Metro Atlanta Chamber and the DeKalb Chamber have been working to recruit recently, many of them are hubbing around the perimeter area, because guess what? Perimeter has a transit station. Tucker needs a transit station. Southeast DeKalb needs more transit stations. And then you can create a network that proliferates off of those. I had an opportunity to go visit Google and Twitter in San Francisco about a year and a half ago. And one of the things both of those companies were doing was moving into San Francisco near transit stations. And everywhere else they'll go, when Google moved to Metro Atlanta, they moved next to a transit station in Midtown Atlanta.
And I'll ask you, because in Tucker, if you want to go to the MARTA station, you probably have to go out to Chamblee.
Yes, we do. Actually, Doraville is generally where my husband will go if he's going to take the train to the airport.
Sure.
And Vaughn hit really the nail on the head with that, because we see development taking place, the large projects all around transit. So perimeter. Doraville is going to be a huge success when the GM development project takes place. So one of the things, and I think the reality is we have to talk about in our lifetimes, and I'm not sure that in at least my working lifetime that we will see a train in Tucker, while I would love that. But one of the things that long-term range plans, and what I mean long-term plans for Tucker Northlake, is people movers. So within the 5 to 7 years, we would like to see people movers moving from Tucker Northlake and then over to Decatur, to the Decatur rail station and the Doraville rail station, like you see with the Buck. and the cliff, the Emery Cliff. Those are kind of the immediate needs that we feel, as Vaughn has said, is those connectors. So, you know, and that's something that we're going to work on.
And I'll jump in on that transportation question. That's one of the things that the Chamber does do is work with our legislators. We passed House Bill 170 in the session this year. Well, while that gave us almost $1 billion in transit funding or transportation funding, it was really highways and roads and bridges. And we only got about $100,000 for actual transit. So we've got to work better with our, you know, elected officials to make sure that they understand how transit is so critically important and why businesses go to the perimeter area and areas that have transit, because young professionals are riding trains and transit, and that's how they want to move throughout the city. And even in their, you know, non-professional life, their personal life, that's how they want to move throughout the city. So we play a part in making sure that we're working with our elected officials to really drive that message home.
For the Chamber, for the CID, for the Development Authority, is this the transportation question? Is it all just kind of common sense solutions, or are there other specific cities around the country that you're looking at trying to kind of copycat?
Well, I think we look at lots of different cities, not just in transit, but in lots of other things. But, for example, Dallas. I mean, I used to live in Dallas, Texas, and that city has changed so much. And while they don't necessarily have the best transportation system now, they have a transportation strategy, which we do not have. And so as we start thinking about the cities around the country and what their plans are for the future. And just like Ann said, you know, maybe it won't happen in our lifetime. Maybe it's going to be the next 20 to 30 years. Those cities are progressively thinking about how they start to move people in throughout their cities and around the cities. So I would say Dallas. There's lots of other cities, too.
And I think in order for Atlanta and this part of the region to continue to be a player, we have to think transportation-wise. And how can we get our millennials, you know, keep the millennials here, because that's what they don't, I mean, you know, the car is the last thing that's on their mind. I mean, young people today, kids, they don't necessarily rush to get their driver's license like we did when we were kids.
They have Uber.
Yeah, exactly.
Uber. Sign of the times.
Exactly.
Vaughn, before we move on, I did want to mention one of the other hats you wear. You are the head of APD Solutions. Y'all wrote the City of Atlanta Strategic Community Investment Plan. What did you learn in the process?
Well, again, studying a city in all of its facets, the City of Atlanta has 258 individual neighborhoods, and we had an opportunity over a year and a half to go in and study each of those neighborhoods in detail, not only from a residential standpoint, but from a commercial business standpoint. And again, what did you see? Transit and transportation-oriented development was huge. We learned that there are barriers to development that are being erased in the city. Over the last term of Mayor Reed, and it started under Mayor Franklin, when you look at development barriers, such as the interstates, when you look at what happened with Atlantic Station, when you look at what's happening down in the Princeton Lakes, TAD area, what they're doing in the city is connecting communities and neighborhoods so that capital can flow back and forth between businesses, investors, and improve the entire city. They're doing exactly what we should be doing on a metro level, which is connecting communities regardless of boundaries and barriers so that capital and business interests can freely flow. And that's one of the things that we saw. Something else that I learned in particular is that the City of Atlanta, the airport, is not just a huge economic engine that we know it to be, but it's a little city. There's about 60,000 people that work at the airport on a daily basis. So if you took that 60,000 people, it's larger than many of the metro areas in other parts of the country.
Wow, that's impressive. If you want to find out more, make sure to follow Vaughn at APD Solutions CEO on Twitter. As we bring it back to the full group, and you're listening to DeKalb Business Today on DeKalb Business Radio, especially to you, Vaughn, and you, Ann, as folks who are on the board of the Chamber of Commerce or working so closely with the Chamber, how do you see it helping local businesses in DeKalb County?
Well, again, we have to look at a future where we're all able to connect. Unfortunately, there are too many businesses in DeKalb County, and in particular small businesses, that feel that they're in it by themselves. And what the Chamber does, I'm a member of the Chamber. Before I became a member of the Chamber, my company became a member, we were tackling all of these issues on our own. And now we see a world where information comes to us that we don't have to go out and seek. We're connected with others that are working in the same lane as us. And then we're learning about a broader scope of details and information, and we can collectively move the community forward. And that's the value of the Chamber and why we continue to remain a part of it.
What do you think, Ann?
I think absolutely. It's a collaborative effort. No one single person or entity can do it on their own. And I think that, you know, we've seen folks in the past try, and I think part of that is why they've not been as successful and why we've had these roadblocks. But the Chamber and the Development Authority and really all of these entities coming together to show that we are working together and that great things can happen.
As we finish up, one of the questions that Vaughn put forward, if you could change one thing about Metro Atlanta, what would it be? And I thought that's a pretty good question to kind of open up to the entire group. As you're thinking about that, for me, the number one thing comes to mind, probably getting a left fielder for the Atlanta Braves. But there are probably some more important matters that you guys have thought about. Katarina, what do you think?
I would say being more connected. So from a Chamber perspective, you know, we really focus on DeKalb, but we also focus on the region, Metro Atlanta and the actual region of Georgia. And so being a little bit more connected, understanding what's happening in other communities and other counties so that we can be more collaborative, maybe even duplicate some of the things that they're doing. So just be more connected.
Ann?
Yeah, I would say more connected. And if I could wave my magical hands and just automatically be someplace at, and allow 5 minutes to get there, that would be absolutely fantastic. So I would say continue to improve upon transportation.
Can I take your magical hands and transport me to the beach?
Yes. Only if you take me with you.
Direct flights from PDK to Myrtle Beach.
Fantastic.
Which is the second busiest airport in the state of Georgia is PDK.
There you go. Fun fact. How about you, Vaughn?
Well, I think I'm going to stick with that theme. We have to start recognizing that we're a part of a region, that we're not just a part of a neighborhood or a city or a county. We're all a part of a region. And if you look at Metro Atlanta as a region, we're almost as large as the entire state of Massachusetts. And so from county to county, top to bottom, Metro Atlanta is a region. We have to start looking at it that way. I think that's where we're, again, on the wrong side of history. And in the 21st century, we have to embrace each other instead of being disparate and apart.
Well, look, I told you we had some of the best business minds in DeKalb County. I think you guys pretty much showed that over the past half hour or so. I want to remind you, follow the Chamber of Commerce on Twitter, at DeKalb Chamber. Follow Katarina Taylor, at Cat Consults. Ann Rosenthal with the Tucker Northlake CID. You can check them out, tuckernorthlakecid.com. And, of course, Vaughn Irons. Follow him on Twitter, at APD Solutions CEO. Guys, we appreciate you being a part of the inaugural show. We'd be glad to have you back anytime.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
All right. One program reminder, our typical time slot will be Fridays at 10 a.m. with the federal holiday tomorrow. Obviously, we moved that up to Thursday this time. So we will be back with you here on DeKalb.BusinessRadioX.com next Friday, July the 10th at 10 a.m. You can stream that show live or you can catch it on podcast. Make sure to follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is at DeKalb Radio X, and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DeKalb Business Radio X. For executive producer Jason Becknell, I'm Matt Holmes. We'll see you next time here on DeKalb Business Today.